Tell me, do you know a man named Werner?
It had been a while since I'd ventured into Fallout's Capital Wasteland. Long enough to forget that my last frozen virtual reality adventure had left me deep inside an outcast base with much more booty than I could comfortably lug around. My Pip-Boy radio sprang to life with the first clues about where my next adventure would take place.
To anyone who can hear me, my name is Werner. I come from a settlement to the north. I have information of great value to anyone willing to help me free my people. Please, help us.
The long trek would take me a bit too close to Fort Constantine for comfort, but for lore of a reward, I suppose I could always drop off the junk I'd acquired on the way. The petrified trees provided no shelter from a wind whistling through the maze of rocky outcrops up in the far north of the Capital Wasteland. I carefully made my way over the cracked earth and sparse undergrowth. As I got closer to the source of the radio signal, I could hear gunfire. Several raiders had a man pinned down. I considered waiting to see how the situation would develop.
I didn't see that.
Who was I kidding? They showed up as red on my Pip-Boy radar, so they got a taste of plasma rifle.
Thank you for your help with those guys.
It was Werner, the bloke from the radio broadcast.
I come from a place far to the northwest. It's called the Pit. It's, well, let's be honest. The place is a nightmare. Radiation, mutation, disease. But the worst of it, my people, some of the only survivors, are slaves. No big deal, you're thinking? It's a rough world. But I have a chance to free them. All I need is an outsider's help before that chance is gone.
It's funny how I'm constantly being called upon to save the day by complete strangers. As usual, this guy had his own list of demands and a suitably harebrained plan to get me into the settlement located in the ruins of a city that was once known as Pittsburgh.
You might try a disguise. They probably won't let some random armed waster pass the gates. But if you look like one of the working stiffs, you should be able to slip in with no problem.
Of course. Once I'd reached Pennsylvania and made my way over one of the old Three Sisters bridges, I thought I'd forget Werner's plan and try my own way instead. I was sure the guys in the pit would welcome a new recruit to their cause. I was wrong, of course.
The only thing we're hiring is slaves. So, now's the part where we take everything you own and put your sorry ass to work.
I doubt if any plan would have made much difference. Whatever I did, I would have ended up trapped inside the pit, without my weapons and supplies, with no choice but to follow the path I found myself on.
Come on, hurry! Hey, put that down, that's mine. Okay, got everything? Let's get out of here.
Relax. They messed you up pretty bad. Take it easy. Don't move too quickly.
My rescuer was Medea, the woman Werner had sent me to meet.
What were you thinking, trying to sneak in here like that? These guards are smarter than you think. Meet me in my house as soon as you get yourself together. We'll talk there.
As I made my way to Medea's home, I had the chance to take in my surroundings. The pit was completely different to anything I had experienced back in the Capital Wasteland. It was a truly industrial setting. Flames leapt out of large metal braziers. Around me, slaves worked, slicing metal with auto axes, welding, sweat pouring from their brows. So different to the vista in the capital wasteland. Back there, it was a never-ending sea of grey. Here, it was awash with browns, reds, and oranges.
I have a plan for getting you into Asher's palace, but we need to wait. In the meantime, you're going to have to blend in.
Blending in meant taking on a job that would ensure a low profile and keep me out of the way of the guards.
Outside of the mill, there are a bunch of old steel ingots just lying around. Every so often, the foreman puts out a work order to collect them.
I made my way to the mill. How the steelworks had avoided the devastation that had hit the rest of the world was unclear, but it was the reason this community had survived. The mill, filled with giant machines endlessly compressing and stamping molten metal, was also the home of a very useful ammo press.
So you're the lucky scab gathering ingots for me today, huh? Follow me!
The foreman took me out into the steel yard. A metal jungle of storage tanks and derelict, dilapidated, corrugated iron buildings. The entwined networks of pipes, walkways and scaffolding twisted up towards the large blast furnace that dominated the skyline. Here and there, bright orange flame shot out like the breath of some savage beast. It was a dangerous place to venture.
See that fella up there? You'll be seeing lots of those. And if you survive them, probably run into those crazies that live up on the blast furnace. Tell you what, why don't you do me a favor and get killed close to the door?
Medea had warned me all about the steelyard's resident trogs.
They're what most of us hope we never become. The contamination gets to everyone to some degree. For most people, it's some form of cancer. For others, the contamination drives them insane. They become animals, deformed and inhuman. They're everywhere and they kill on sight.
The steel yard was where most of my time was spent. 100 steel ingots lay scattered across the landscape, and it was my job to retrieve them. All I can say is, judging from some of the places these shiny bars ended up, there must be some pretty big magpies around. Of course, I could have skipped collecting the ingots once I'd hit my quota of 10. But I would have missed out on not only some clever environmental exploration challenges, but also the chance to collect some of the rewards Pittsburgh had to offer. My ascent to a level at which the Pitt's Overlord Asher would notice me required more than just picking up a few metal bricks. Thanks to my work in the steelyard, all the obstacles in this new challenge were pretty easily dispatched, and I eventually managed to get an audience with Asher.
Who are you? And what are you doing in my city?
Of course, things weren't quite as straightforward as you'd think. Nothing is ever black and white in Fallout 3. It's usually grey and heavily stained with blood. After a suitable climax to the proceedings, I left Pittsburgh reasonably satisfied, feeling that my arguably brief amount of time there was well spent, but definitely keen to carry on my adventures in the wasteland with something a little bit more substantial. Perhaps the chance to crush the Enclave threat once and for all.